And what was her mutational profile?
Yeah, so when the first time we saw her, we documented the JAK2 mutation that she had previous testing for at the time of her bone marrow biopsy. But we also do a multi-gene panel with 56 different genes at our institution, similar to many of these multi-gene panels that are done across the country and around the world. But we also found a second mutation, EZH2. So it's always tricky in these young, you know, these relatively younger patients who are somewhat asymptomatic, but yet have a high-risk mutation such as EZH2. So that's one of the well-established high-risk mutations. And how do you counsel someone? Well, you have this thing, this calreticulin type 1 mutation that confers the best risk possible. But you also have this EZH2, which could predict for progression to acute leukemia sometime in the future. But you feel fine right now. What do we do with that? That's really, I think, the challenge of next-generation sequencing this day, is how do you kind of parse all these things out? There's helpful tools like the MIPS score, the mutational version of the DIPSS, the MIPS-70. They have an online calculator, which actually makes it nice and easy to use. You can kind of go in there and plug in all the patient information. It spits you out median survivals based on the information you input. And so you can kind of help to use that to incorporate mutation testing. But at the end of the day, you have a patient in front of you, and you kind of got to take all these things into assessment. But mainly what their performance status is, what their symptoms are, and what their spleen is doing at the end of the day, and make your treatment decisions based on that.